Warships lay docked in the harbor of the tourist island of Bornholm. One of Denmark's main holiday destinations finds itself the scene of mysterious attacks. Not far from the damaged Nord Stream gas pipelines, people on the island feel the war in Ukraine is nearing their home.
The conflict has moved closer, and it's more real this week than it was last week, because there's something very, very strange going on 20 kilometers away from our coast.
The Nord Stream pipelines have been at the center of an energy war between Russia and Europe, and the four leaks have exposed the vulnerability of Europe's gas supply. After insisting it was sabotage, European leaders have called for security to be stepped up.
If we had told ourselves a week ago that there would be explosions at the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, we'd probably have thought, huh? But that's what's turned out into a reality, and therefore the critical infrastructures have become a matter of general concern.
Bornholm lies on the eastern edge of Denmark and has long been of strategic importance to both NATO and Russia. Russia claims that before Soviet troops left the island after World War II, it was agreed foreign troops would never be stationed here. That Bornholm finds itself in a delicate position became clear earlier this year, when the deployment of American weapon systems was tested here during military drills. Russia immediately issued a strong warning. Now, with the damaged Nord Stream pipelines on its doorstep, the island finds itself again at the heart of an international conflict. During the Cold War, Jens Karup was part of Bornholm's defense force. He thinks the West should show its presence here, although he's not worried about any threat from Russian forces.
I think it's good that Americans, British, German troops come to the island and make exercises so they learn that it's a part of Denmark and it's a part of NATO. But stationed here on a permanent base, I don't think it's necessary.
But would you also be worried that the Russians would be concerned about it?
For sure, make a lot of fuss about it, but I don't think that it will make any difference.
Experts say the hundreds of millions of cubic meters of gas that have spilled into the sea are causing a lot more damage to the global climate than the local environment. But these islanders are undeterred and go on with their daily business, enjoying the sea, even with the cool October weather. Stap Fasen, Al Jazeera, on Bornholm in Denmark.